Hello, and welcome to episode 62 of Desi Books, news and views about Desi literature from the world over. I'm your host, Jenny Bart. Thank you for tuning in. This entire week, we have the brilliant ladies from Brown Girl Bookshelf as guest hosts. In Desi Reads today, they're introducing a reading by the writer and translator, Nandana Sen, from her new poetry translation, Acrobat. This is a collection of poems originally written in Bengali by the acclaimed Nabanita Dev Sen. Before I hand over to them, here's a quick introduction to our wonderful guest hosts. Mishika Narula is the lady behind the lens and leads partnership marketing at BGB. She's a champion of physical books over e-readers and finds it unnatural to text without perfect grammar. Outside of BGB content, she expresses her creativity best in the kitchen. Sri Shruti Ramesh is the head of strategy and design for BGB. She's also known to be an amateur philosopher, an eyeballing cook and baker, an elaborate storyteller, and known to move to small remote towns on a whim. Thank you so much, Mishika and Sri. It's been a pleasure working with you. Take it away, please.
Hello, we're Sri and Mishika from Brown Girl Bookshelf. Thanks for joining us on day two of guest hosting Desi Books. In today's segment, Desi Reads, we will hear renditions from a beautiful multilingual poetry collection. Originally written in Bengali by Nabanita Dev Sen, Acrobat is a radiant collection of poetry about womanhood, intimacy, and the body politic that together invokes the arc of an ordinary life. Joining us today to read excerpts from this collection is Nabanita's daughter, Nandana Sen, an Indian actress, child rights activist, and the English translator of Acrobat.
Hi, this is Nandana Sen, and I'm going to read to you a few poems from Acrobat, written by my mother, Nabanita Dev Sen, translated by me. Ma and I signed Acrobat just 2 weeks before she passed away, which was a month before the pandemic hit the world. So this book became the one labor of love that I was able to work on during the lockdown. Let me begin by sharing with you a short poem in Bangla to give you a sense of the music of my mother's poetry as she wrote it. Acrobat by Nabanita Dev Sen, translated by Nandana Dev Sen. Madari Bhebeche, she khub sundor madari khela jane. Duhate shomoy ke niye lopha lupi, akhon tokhon, dutoi nachabe dumuthote, hete jabe dorir opore, bhebeche, she shob kichu pare. Jibone ekbari shudhu dori kepe ote. Acrobat. She thought she knew acrobatics rather well, that she could juggle time with both hands, play with the now right next to the then. She would make both dance, she thought, fist to fist, and she would glide so smooth along the tight rope. She thought she could do absolutely anything at all. Only once in your life will the rope shiver. Alphabet bird. When night falls, I search for him. I bring him home. I look him in the eye and I cage language. When day breaks, once again the world wraps around my eyes and off he flies, taking each word, that alphabet bird. The lamp. Memories on my mother's birthday. Go to sleep now, Ma. It's way past 11.
11? It's still early then. But you must go to bed. You're teaching tomorrow.
Ma sits in her easy chair, thick glasses perched on her thin nose, pale fingers clutching her magnifying glass, the statesman spread out across her lap. Next to her, on the table, her flask of tea, her medicines, her fragrant betel leaf in its silver case, her brass spittoon, her cash box. Behind her, on the teapoy, an earthen vase filled with her favorite white tube roses, and a wicker table lamp weaved in Agartala. Before her, the alarm clock ticking away, her traveling timepiece. As Ma turns the pages of the newspaper, its noisy crackle splinters the quiet night. Closing my book, I come to her. As soon as I step inside, I drown in the deep perfume of those tube roses. The nurse is dozing in her chair. Ma, please go to sleep now. It's 1:30.
1:30? She scolds. And you're still awake? Don't you have college tomorrow?
Swallowing the rebuke, I keep on wheedling. You'll get sick, Ma, if you stay up like this. You must take care of your body.
My body?
Ma breaks into laughter that sparkles, like jewelry shimmering from head to toe. How much more sick can it get? And what use is my body, anyway? I go to her one more time before I sleep. It's 2:30, Ma. Do call it a night. Come, let me take you to your bed.
Yes, I'm coming, just coming. There's only this one tiny bit left. Reading isn't so easy now, you see. It's the gift of these cataracts.
With a slight smile, embarrassed, apologetic, she buries herself again in printed words. Under the glowing light of the table lamp, with her focus on the magnifying glass, the ticking of the alarm clock fades away. As I walk back to my room, I hear her speaking softly to the nurse. No, no, my dear, don't turn off the light. Keep that lamp switched on, please. I have just one more page left. Just one more page left. One more paragraph. One more sentence. Give me one more word, dear nurse. Just one more day. Broken home. Once again you glow on the brink of love. Once again you're dazzling in heartbreak. Is it for the sake of poetry, then, that once again you're hunting for pain? Do you break your home just for poetry, time and again? Make up your mind. Make up your mind. Who do you want? That woman or me? Within me breathe two people. Make up your mind. Who do you want? That woman or me? Growing up lesson. Growing up lesson. Boy, are you scared of bloodshed? Are you terrified of plucking virginity? If the taste of blood goes to your head, do you fear that it will be a calamity? The truth is, whether wrong or right, your blood calls out to you each night. Listen, boy, it's time for you to grow. Words can be as fierce, don't you know? The treachery that lingers on tongue tips, beyond the world that all your dreams show, know that blood can be easily shed by lips. Take back the night. Man, in the twilight, I could still hear the lark. Woman, the night was moonless, oppressively dark. Man, in the flowering woods, a night fairy walked. Woman, in the Sundarbans, the man-eater stalked. Man, in that fragrant springtime air, woman,
blood-drenched remains lay there. Catch of the day. I want to chop it up, slice it into pieces, grind it into a paste, season it, then shut it in the oven. They didn't win. The sun, the rain, the earth. It's still all raw inside, floundering like a catfish, still alive, freshly caught. My youth. Sometimes love. It comes when called. Like a pet cockatoo, it sits on my finger, fluttering. It sways its neck, fluffs its feathers, swings its crest, and recites its practiced lines, uttering every pleasing word. My lily-white bird repeats to me all that it's been taught and sings best, saying just what I want to hear. It pours honey into my ear. But behind my back, soon after, alone, perched on its base, my lily-white bird clatters its shiny shackles as it cackles with laughter, shedding feathers in empty space. Unspoken. Each time you say forever, forever, I only hear today, today. In poetry, stay alive, show yourself clearly, like the unfailing passport photo. Stay awake in every line, you. Like an unquenchable thirst. Yes, you. The pain that tears my heart apart. Show yourself clearly. Like a flower in full bloom. Don't hide from me. As long as I live in poetry. Jotokal kobitai. Beche thako, phute thako. অমোঘ পাসপোর্ট ছবি হয়ে প্রত্যেক লাইনে তুমি জেগে থাকো আকণ্ঠ তেষ্টার মতো ছাতি ফাটা যন্ত্রণা আমার ফুটে থাকো লুকিয়ে থেকো না যতকাল কবিতায় বাঁচি
Thank you, Nandana, for the beautiful recitation and for translating your mom's work from Bengali so it can be enjoyed by English readers as well. Listeners, you can purchase your copy of Acrobat from your local bookstore at bookshop.org. We're Mishika and Shree, your guest hosts for this week from Brown Girl Bookshelf. Stay tuned for more from us on Desi Pods. You can also find us at browngirlbookshelf.org, where you can subscribe to our newsletter or follow us at browngirlbookshelf on Instagram and at browngbookshelf on Twitter. Talk soon.
You've been listening to episode 62 of Desi Books, news and views about Desi literature from the world over. I'm your host, Jenny Butt. Thank you for tuning in. Today's Desi Reads was with Nandana Sen, reading from her latest translated poetry collection, Acrobat. It's a selection of poems by the acclaimed Bengali poet, Nabanita Dev Sen. She was introduced by this week's guest hosts, Mishika Narula, and Sri Shruti Ramesh of Brown Girl Bookshelf. Thanks again, ladies, for doing this and for being such great guest hosts. Episode 63 will be up shortly. Follow on Twitter at Desi Books, Instagram at Desi.books, Facebook at Desi Books FB. Tag the accounts if you have requests or suggestions. please go to the website if you'd like to sign up for the free weekly newsletter. That's theseybooks.co. And please share this reading via social media so we can keep raising the tide of Desi literature. Stay healthy, keep reading, and write well.